in respect to exports, this share was earlier 50%. And later we saw how COVID has impacted different countries, and majority of our exports depend on how the other countries are performing, right? And currently we are seeing that it is share has decreased to 45%. The latest number also shows that for September 2023, it shows that we are at 46%.
This is episode number 33 of MSME Talk on MSME Sector Review for 2023.
Welcome back to MSME Talk Podcast. MSME Talk Podcast is for micro, small, medium enterprises, startups and entrepreneurs, in which we discuss with industry experts and experienced entrepreneurs on specific value addition guidance and solve queries to help build long-lasting businesses.
Hello, MSME Talk community. As we are in start of 2024 and also budget is around the corner, we thought of updating you of how does the overall MSME segment performance in India look like. Today, I have along with me our very own MSME Talk economist, Swapnil Karkare, to help us with the data numbers. Today's discussion is divided into three segments. First, one is update of key numbers related to MSMEs in India. Then there's an update of key numbers in respect of government policies and initiatives for MSMEs. And at last, the update on MSME credit in India. So Swapnil, are you ready with key highlights from Excel sheets and number crunching you did?
Yes, very much. And I will be happy to share this with our community. So before starting it, I would like to give a basic disclaimer regarding the numbers. The numbers which I have used are from different data sources. So some are official, some might not be the government estimates. Then the other part is that a lot of numbers do not come immediately. So usually there is a lag in publishing. So we might not have the latest data on hand every time for each and every indicator. So bear with that. Third is that for some indicators, we might have the latest data. For some indicators, we might have the older data. Like for example, for FY financial year 2022 or something like that. So we have to take care of that as well. Then another thing is that some calculations are based on older surveys and older assumptions. And today they might not be appropriate, but still we have the same data. So we have to accept what the numbers they have been provided by the government or other authorities. And also the last thing is that we have recently seen that MSME's definitions have changed. So to adjust that with the data set is kind of a complicated task. So this is particular part where you might see different databases, or there might be some contradictory opinions or estimates regarding these kinds of estimates.
So, Swapnil, before we jump on the numbers, can you tell us what does economist does? For to our listeners who are not aware, economist kaun hota hai?
There are different types of economists, but largely, when we say economist in this particular scenario, it is usually someone who looks at the numbers of the, say, for example, GDP or numbers like inflation and foreign currency or other things that are happening to the Indian economy or the global economy, and how these things can come together and we can tell a story about how the country is progressing, how different things affect India's economy, tell the reality of what's happening, and maybe obviously we can obviously say that these are the things that a particular government should do or should not do so that the economy is in a Yes, you are right that 6.3 is an older number, and there is a possibility. There is a report where they have estimated the number is now 7.5 crore. Maybe we will reach 7.5 in the next year or so, but we can assume that 7.5 crore can be the good number. Here again, this is estimate. So unless and until next NSS survey comes, we will not be able to understand the real number or the accurate number. As of now, what another number which we have is the 3.5 crore Udyam number. We all know that Udyam is a platform where MSMEs have to register. So as of now, 3.5 crore firms have registered on it. So, but that means that a lot of firms have not registered. That leaves a lot of gap. So as of now, 7.5 crore is total and 3.5 crore we can say registered on Udyam.
Okay, got it. So let's move to the next number where we talk about the employment. So MSME contributes in a big way to the employment in India. Earlier, we used to hear, similarly in the previous survey, 11 crore number which was published and that same number being used by government publications till now. What is the data now we are, you know, getting from government and Udyam and other places?
Yeah. So Udyam data shows that total employment generated is 17 crores. And but again, as we have seen, the gap between Udyam and actual MSMEs. So that means that total employment might be more than 20 crores for sure.
Okay, got it. And then what's happening on your favorite topic, which is GDP? MSMEs were contributing almost about 30% of GDP of India. What's happening now?
Now, as we all know that COVID has changed everything, all the economic landscape of each and every business and each and every sector. So in FY21, that is financial year 2021, which is March 2021, the contribution was 27%. In the next financial year, that is FY22, it came to 29%. So that means we have seen that there is a bit recovery. It is a bit slower. And today also, I think we have not surpassed our pre-COVID share, which was 30% or 33%, sometimes people say. So that we have not yet surpassed. Maybe by next couple of years, we will surpass that too.
Okay, got it. So we are hoping that MSME continues the performance and gets a support and surpasses this 30%, because globally, MSMEs in other countries have 40 to 50% share of the GDP. If we move towards the real sector of MSMEs, where we are talking about export and manufacturing, what numbers we are seeing?
So prior to COVID, again, this was one third was manufacturing output. So MSMEs contributed one third to the manufacturing output. Now it has increased to 36%. So here we have seen some growth. But in respect to exports, this share was earlier 50%. And later we saw how COVID has impacted different countries. And majority of our exports depend on how the other countries are performing, right? So that's why it is important that the global economy is also doing good. And currently we are seeing that the share has decreased to 45%. The latest number also shows that, that is for September 2023, it shows that we are at 46%. So it shows that there is a stability in it, but largely many things will depend on how the global economy works.
Okay. So we are seeing the number which you're talking about, 45-46%, as a share in the export pie going from India.
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, the overall share export which is happening from that, MSME share is reducing and large cap businesses share is increasing.
Yeah.
So what is the status of formalization of MSME entities by way of GST numbers, GST registrations in Udyams, in UAPs, etc., these things coming up?
So as we all know that Udyam is one of the methods where the firms will get recognized in the government records. And basically, once the firm is registered, we can say that it has formalized in a way. So 2 years ago, that is in 2021, the total registrations were only 50 lakhs. Now we have seen it has gone to 3.5 crores. So there is a drastic change in it, but we cannot say that how much of this has been from the older firms or existing firms, or how much is from the newer firms. So there is a bit, you know, data related issue in it. But overall, we can see that the registrations are increasing. And hopefully in some years, we will be able to register all the MSMEs. And I would also like to add that in that 3.5, 1.25 crores is from the Udyam Assist platform. There is another platform by the government where the firms are registered from different sources like SIDBI or other kind of organizations. And those have been included in this 3.5 crore number also.
So that is basically the micro enterprises which are not coming for the Udyam registration. So they are being brought by the SIDBI and BFCs and other platforms.
And out of the total registrations, 97% are from the micro category, which probably we might all know that a lot of firms in India are very, very small. So those are part of this formalization process also.
Okay. What's happening on the state side?
On state side, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Gujarat, these are the five top states which contribute half of these total registrations. And Uttar Pradesh has become an outlier in this particular process because earlier it was ranked as fourth or fifth and now it has come in top three. So that is a really good progress on the registration part in Uttar Pradesh.
Interesting. So let's move to our second segment, which is of government policies and schemes. So Sukhmir, what does data number shows in respect of the government schemes?
Let's take a quick break.
MSMEs and startups are looking for various kinds of support and upgrade. Are you a product service provider, expert, advisor, consultant, mentor for MSMEs and startups? Do reach out to MSME Talk to list your business. Check the link in the description.
There are two types of things I would like to divide this particular conversation into. First is the flagship schemes by the government, which people have known or they might have, you know, taken advantage of these particular schemes also. And the second part is the allocation of funds. So how much actually the funds have been allotted by the Ministry of MSME. So with respect to flagship schemes, one major scheme which was introduced during COVID was ECLGS, which is Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme. It was basically the government will provide guarantee to different firms so that no firm gets devoid of funds. So that was the idea. And the government has given guarantees amounting to 2.4 trillion rupees as of March 2023. And the second scheme, which is another flagship scheme, which is the Self-Reliant India Fund, where the government will invest in MSMEs through equity instruments. Basically, government will also become a part owner in the firms. And basically, as of November 2023, 6.5 thousand crore rupees have been invested by the government. Another important scheme was TREDS, which is Trade Receivable Discounting Scheme. I hope many of our listeners or many MSMEs have taken benefit of this scheme. In FY23, 26 lakh invoices have been financed and 76,000 crore rupees of working capital has been released through this particular scheme. The next scheme is MSME Samadhan, which is basically for the delayed payments. We all know that MSMEs go through this particular issue of delayed payments, and there are many estimates like around 10.7 lakh crore, that is 10.7 trillion rupees, are locked up due to delayed payments to MSMEs. But the government has introduced a particular platform which is called MSME Samadhan, and the firms have to apply so that their particular payments, if they are stuck somewhere, they will be released after some time. Overall, the success rate of this is around 20%, where some cases are mutually settled between government and the firm, and some cases are disposed of after, you know, the cases and the hearings and all those things. But there are many pending cases also. Around 4,000 cases are pending, and 50% of them have been pending for more than 1 year. So that is something which is kind of a tricky part, which is the government is trying to solve. It is a slow progress, I would say. But still, we have, like, it has become one part and parcel of MSME for many years now. Now, coming to the next particular category, where it is the funds allocated to the MSME ministry. In 2016, that is financial year 2016, MSME ministry got around 3,000 crore rupees. But in FY24, which is the current financial year, the budgeted amount, this is not the actual amount for the FY24. The budgeted amount is 22,000 crore rupees. So in the last 8 years, we have seen that the allocation to ministry has increased by 10 times. So that is a really good progress where government is trying to help MSMEs to build, to become, to grow basically. And there are main four kinds of expenses that the government does. I have clubbed different expenses, different schemes, and combined them into the four categories. First is the Khadi, where we all know it is a cottage industry, where a lot of schemes like Khadi Vikas Yojana or Sfurti or Koir Vikas Yojana schemes are in there, which the government used to allocate 500 crore rupees in FY16. But in the current financial year, they have allotted 1200 crore rupees. But the interesting part is that earlier, the total share of this particular expense in the total scheme of things was 19 to 20%. But today, it is only 6%. Similarly, we are seeing another type of expense, which is regarding technology or skill upgradation or infrastructure upgradation. In that also, we are seeing that earlier, that is pre-COVID average, was 25%. So 25% of the total funds were allocated to technology, skills and infrastructure. Now the share has dropped down to 10%. There is another scheme called Prime Minister's Employment Generation Program, where the scheme provides low interest loans and subsidies to set up new micro enterprises in the non-farm sector. Here also, we have seen that earlier, this particular scheme used to contribute 30% of total expenses. Today, its share has gone down to 16% of total expenses. In all these things, we are not saying that the expenditure in terms of amount has gone down. That is not the case. It is the total share of that particular scheme has gone down relative to the total amount allocated to Ministry of MSME.
Basically, you are saying that credit support guarantees, etc. amount increased more because of COVID kind of a situation.
Yes.
And
yes.
From 3,000 to 22,000 crore, we have moved.
Right. So the 10x increase has been largely due to the credit-related support which the government has been giving since the COVID. And hopefully, it is believed that the government will, continue this kind of support. But after COVID, the government policy stand has changed. Earlier, they were contributing a lot of funds to the other schemes. But now, they are more into the credit support kind of schemes, where they are providing interest subvention scheme, where the interest rates are lower for some particular loans, or they are giving some guarantees. And all other kind of credit related support, they are focused on that instead of other programs. So this is the shift in the policy.
Okay. So let's move, Swapnil, towards your MSME credit in India. So how does, credit is happening? What's the status of that perspective of banks and NBFCs and all?
In terms of credit, there are two main issues. One is credit availability, which is basically, are banks or NBFCs ready to give money to MSMEs? And here the answer is yes. As of financial year 2023, as in March 2023, outstanding credit to MSMEs from banks was 22 trillion rupees. And from NBFCs, it was 2.7 trillion rupees. That means in the entire economy, MSMEs got 25 trillion rupees as of March 2023. Here, what we have seen is that NBFCs are more, you know, responsive, and they are more excited to give loans to MSMEs than the banks. And if we see the growth numbers also, that also suggests that NBFCs' growth has become more than the banks. That shows that NBFCs are more responsive, more agile, and more excited to give loans. Here, fintech is also playing an important role. We do not have the official data on fintech numbers, but we see that fintech can be a major player in the near future. Second thing about the credit is the quality of the credit, which means if the bank or NBFC has given the loan, are the MSMEs able to repay that loan? Here we have seen that the credit quality has improved drastically. In 2021, where we all know that it was a COVID period, the NPAs of banks were 11%, which means out of total loans, 11% of the total loan amount was not repayable by the firms. And banks had that kind of losses. Now, it has fallen to less than 5%. That means credit quality has improved drastically in the last 2-3 years. Even the Mudra loans, which many would be aware of, their NPAs have also fallen down. So overall, we can see that the credit quality is improving. And even some surveys suggest that the operations of the MSMEs, although we do not have the official data on how the MSMEs are, you know, improving their operations or how the profitability is improving, but some surveys suggest that that is also improving. So overall, I can say that in 2023, we can see a lot of improvement in the business operations of the MSMEs, the credit quality. Banks are ready to give loans. It's now the time for MSMEs to take that opportunity. So overall, what I can see is that in 2023, business operations of MSMEs have improved, although we do not have reliable data on that. But many surveys suggest that business operations have improved. And that's the reason credit quality has also improved, right? Because NPAs have gone down. So credit quality has improved, business operations have improved. And going forward, maybe the financial position will be much stronger. So the banks are ready to lend the money. It's now the time for MSMEs to grab that opportunity and, you know.
Okay. So, wonderful. Thanks, Swapnil, for bringing some key numbers, highlights related to the sector and updates.
Thank you.
Just like, you know, we need to be aware of how our business is doing it. What are the numbers of the business? We should be knowing how our industry, sector and country doing it. That's good to keep an update, and we just try to track those numbers and bring to our listeners. So thanks. And to our MSME Talk community and listeners, please do let us know if you would like to hear on any data, industry, sector, geography, anything. And we would like to, you know, bring that information for you. And in case any one of you is providing services and product to MSMEs and startups, please do get in touch with us, because we have now opportunity for you to list your services and products and expertise on MSME Talk. Thank you. Hey, if you like the information shared on the podcast, why don't you give some good reviews to us on Apple or Spotify? Through this episode, I hope you would have got some answers to your queries and guidance for way forward. Do share your learnings from the episode, your feedbacks and suggestions. If you are an entrepreneur and have questions from experts, or any particular topic or profile of expert you want to hear, or if you are an industry expert with MSME as a target audience, do reach out to us. Our link is given in description. And at last, please do subscribe for MSME Talk podcast, and don't forget to share the podcast link with your friends, family and network. Take care. Goodbye. Happy to share MSME Talk podcast enters peak ranking chart of 10th country in the Apple Podcast country level entrepreneurship category. If you are an expert or provide product or services to small businesses, MSMEs and startups, reach out to us to discuss showcase opportunity on MSME Talk. Contact details given in description.